Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 9th, 2023. Why does pleasure disappear? Question: when you try to direct pleasure to the creator, for some reason the pleasure itself disappears and it is unclear what to direct after all. What should I do in such a situation? Answer: it is natural that pleasure disappears because you and the creator do not yet have the same concept of pleasure from the same action or object. Thus, when you think about how you can pass pleasure to the creator, your pleasure disappears. This suggests that you are still in absolute egoism. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 26, 2023. Writings of Rabash Come Unto Pharaoh, Part 1. More precious than life. If they understood the value of peace, they would be happy to adopt the conduct of life in the last generation. For all that a man has will he give for his life, Baal HaSulam, peace in the world. Question: what meaning did the author put into the words that a person will give everything for his life? Answer: for a person, there is nothing more precious than life. But if we knew that there is something more precious than life, we would go for it. We must understand that the thing that is more precious than our life is upper life. This is the meaning of what is written. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 26, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam, peace in the world. Opportunity to communicate with the Creator. Question: how do we work correctly with the circumstances of the outside world that arise for a friend in the ten? Do we put some kind of barrier or, conversely, include them in ourselves? Answer: you should come closer to your friends as much as possible, be more united, and from the connection with them, raise a prayer to the Creator so that He will bring you all closer to Him. Then, you will begin to feel the Creator closer and closer, and you will have the opportunity to talk to Him. Question: how can we imagine that we exist only in the Creator? Answer: you must imagine that all thoughts and desires will come to you entirely from the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 29, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam Alishma, for her sake. The need for the Creator. Question: what does the state of I always imagine the Creator in front of me mean? Answer: you must imagine that the Creator is always ready to communicate with you. Always. Question: how can I maintain this connection constantly? Answer: this is possible only if you have a reason for it, that you need the Creator and that He may need you. Question: is it impossible to turn to Him without a reason? Do you need to have a good reason? Answer: of course. You must feel that you need the Creator and what for. Thus, express it. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 24, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam acknowledging the desire. Constant work. Question: how can one find strength in a group? Answer: try to unite with your friends and connect with them. When you make these attempts, you begin to feel how to approach them, to be closer to them, and to be one with them. In this way, you gradually become integrated with them. Question: if I had such a desire at first and then it disappeared, how can I awaken it again? Answer: just keep trying. Start working on it again today. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 23, 2023. Writings of Rabashi who hardens his heart. Overcome all obstacles. Question: how can we accumulate energy to overcome all obstacles? Does this happen when we give an example to each other? Answer: yes. I show my friend that I am ready to unite with him in order to come closer to the Creator, to reveal him in us. This gives us energy and confidence and allows us to create such a kli, vessel, Imaz, a place where the Creator can be revealed. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson October 23, 2023. Writings of Rabashi Who Hardens His Heart. You have to pay for spirituality. Question: There I heard that a very wealthy Kazakh businessman, investor, and public figure Margulan Sayzimbayev once said, "The paradox of this life is that everything we really need is either free or cheap. We cannot do without air. The air is free. We cannot do without water. Water is free. Food is cheap. We cannot do without it. Sleep costs us nothing. But things we do not need, gold, diamonds, Rolls Royce, are hellishly expensive. That is, the system of values of humanity, and we seem to be grabbing at them all the time, is completely distorted, and this should not continue. Because of these distorted values, we have developed wrong industries. Does this make sense?" Answer: It seems so. Question: In principle, this man is a billionaire. He stands firmly on the ground, and he does not mention spirituality. He does not mention that we cannot do without it. Do you think we can do without spiritual search or not? Answer: Then our whole life in general has no meaning. Question: And what is the cost of spirituality? Answer: Only human efforts. Question: So, you would add spirituality to this list, air, water, and so on? At the same level? That a person cannot live without it? Answer: Of course. Then life has no meaning. Question: At what point does a person suddenly have this feeling, such a click occurs in him that he says, "I did not add the most important element here, the search for the meaning of life"? Answer: It is when a person asks, "Who am I? Why me? What am I doing here anyway?" Question: How do I get to this question? Answer: It does not depend on the person. This awakens in a person from the inside. Question: So, this question comes to a person from above? Answer: Yes. Question: But, in principle, should there be some effort from my side? Answer: No. If you do not have this question, then you cannot make any effort. But when this question arises, then you are given the condition that you must find the answer to it. Question: So, this is an expensive thing after all? Answer: To know about life? Question: Yes. Where do we fit it in the fact that air and water cost nothing, or in Rolls Royce, gold, diamonds? Answer: I would put it where all these kinds of rich toys are, because a person must pay for it. By cancelling yourself, your eye, searching, and so on. Question: Are you also saying that one way or another, this point called the search for the meaning of life will develop in every person? One way or another, will we come to this? Will everyone come? Answer: Yes. Question: So, sooner or later, we will pay with our lives for this whole thing? Answer: Sure. What is life? By the way, it is the cheapest there is. You can see that. And what is it worth? Comment: It is said somewhere that the most precious thing a person has is life. My response: That is what the townsfolk think. I believe that life is the cheapest thing a person has. And he practically gives it away for nothing. Took it for free, gave it away for free. Comment: But it is still my life. My response: So what? It is given to you only so that you suffer and try to answer some questions, which you eventually do not answer and go back to where you came from. Question: So I played with Rolls Royces, gold, diamonds, and left. And came again to play again and leave? Answer: Yes. Question: What is the result of all this? Answer: If a person correctly manages his spiritual potential, he can achieve the revelation of the meaning of life. Question: Is there a spiritual potential in every person? Answer: In everyone. And the purpose of life is to reveal this spiritual potential and realize it. Question: That is, a person would not have been born if there were no spiritual potential in him? Can I say that? Answer, yes. It is not only regarding man, it is any grain of sand, inanimate, vegetative, animate nature, and man, of course. All we can say about anything that exists is that they are the realization of their inner spiritual potential. Question, what is spiritual potential? What do you mean by that? Answer, it is the manifestation of the highest management in a person, the highest desire, the highest intention. Question, what is it like? Answer, what it is like should be revealed by everyone in whom it arises. Question, so, there was a higher intention for all of us and not just us but for everything to be born? Answer, yes. Question, and it had its meaning, its purpose? Answer, and we must reveal this intention. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, July 20, 2023.